The issue of vaccination against COVID-19 is a thing of national interest. Every Zimbabwean is concerned about being vaccinated. However, there are some measures that we find being not popular with us as educationists and as civil servants at large. To say, if you are not getting vaccinated anytime soon, you should resign from the service. Honestly speaking, we understand that people have got their rights. We are not in disagreement in any way that we can not abide by the recommendations that are being proffered by the government. Yes, this is an issue that is meant to promote health systems in this country, and there is no way we can go against it. But the threatful manner in which it is now being presented to the workers now really shows that there is now stripping off of one is constitutional rights, and we cannot sit back, fold our hands as we watch our constitutional rights being infringed. Let us work hand in glove, the government and the workers. Let us work with engagement. Let us work with education. Let us work with awareness campaigns, further awareness campaign. The government should not lose heart to say, we have told them today they did not comply. Therefore, if they can't ship in, let them ship out. That principle does not promote harmonization.
I hear you talk about government should respect the constitutional right of individuals. What right are you talking about?
A simple constitutional right is one which is on section 6.1, where it is clearly says that every person has the right to freedom of conscience. And this includes freedom of thought and freedom of opinion. In that case, it means, if my conscience tells me that I am not ready to be vaccinated, if my conscience tells me that I'm not ready to receive this medical attention, and I view differently from the opinion of the policy implementer, that constitutional right should be respected. And I will have to ensure that I have safeguarded, I have put in place all the measures that will protect that constitutional right. That is why we are saying we are in agreement with the government to ensure that all the citizens of the country have been vaccinated. But only where we differ is where we find the measures being put in place having a cohesion part.
The last time I spoke with the teachers' union, you were concerned that the government should pay teachers risk allowances. You were also concerned about personal protective equipment. Have all these been provided by the government?
We wanted to appreciate the fact that the government acknowledged that there is need to give teachers risk allowance, and that has been effected about 3-4 months ago. We want to acknowledge receipt of that amount, but our greatest concern now is it is meager, it is paltry, it cannot meet the demands we intend to use it for. We are talking of a very lethal disease